This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With Rachel Reeves having announced her first budget as Chancellor yesterday, Wednesday, the 30th of October 2024. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Kate Vallis, Campaigns and Public Affairs Manager here at the RNIB, to give an overview of the Labour's first budget in 14 years and how it might impact and affect blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Kate. Thank you for joining me. And I think quite a hard-hitting budget from Rachel Reeves as Labour's Chancellor.
Yeah, so it was certainly a packed budget, lots for RNIBs to sort of get our teeth into. So it was everything from a sort of massive increase in investment in the NHS and in health and social care, which is obviously something that we welcome, but what our job is going to be over the next few weeks, months and potentially a year will be to see how that's spent and how it can be sort of potentially best used to help blind farsighted people, but also people who require treatment for eye conditions, which may not have caused sight loss yet.
Yeah, because there was a big increase in spending on the NHS and increase in the minimum wage as well. Was there anything, I suppose, specific around, I suppose, education, health, employment and transport or anything like that, that, you know, sort of a good for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, so I mean, the sort of headline figures is a sort of 22.6 billion increase in investment for the Department of Health and Social Care, and also a £1 billion investment in specifically sort of special educational needs and disability funding for education. So sort of supporting kids and young people with additional support needs in schools, which is obviously something that we welcome. Blind and partially sighted children and young people in schools require qualified teachers of children and young people with a vision impairment. One of our sort of areas of work as RNIB is promoting a sort of cross-sector scheme called the Curriculum Framework for Vision Impairment. So as part of this funding, we would clearly like to see some of it going towards QGVIs and also for the Education Department to have a look at the Curriculum Framework and potentially adopt it. Because that would make a big difference to the opportunities that blind and partially sighted children and young people will be able to access. In terms of transport, one of the things that we were in favour of as part of the budget was the increase in the bus fare price cap from £2 to £3. Obviously, a lot of the sort of people involved in our work have to use public transport, and also blind and partially sighted people are more likely to be on tighter budgets and have lower incomes. So this will have a sort of negative impact on their ability to get out about potentially. But what we sort of can welcome in terms of transport is the sort of increased investment in sort of local and public transport services. So again, we'll be sort of keeping a close eye on that and making sure that that money is going towards accessible transport systems.
And anything around benefits specifically? Because I think, you know, we've obviously had all the things around PIP and stuff and things like that. Is there anything in the budget that, you know, sort of highlighting what might be happening with benefits?
Yeah, so there was, we were really looking for more detail on what was happening with benefits in the budget. We were a bit disappointed not to get more clarity on sort of plans to reform health and sort of disability benefits. But yeah, this is something that we'll be making clear to the government, and trying to work with them to find solutions that don't negatively affect blind and partially sighted people.
And I suppose what's going to be happening now from the RNIB, will you be sort of spending a lot of time obviously looking at the detail and drilling down, but is there anything that you'll be looking at to sort of campaign on and anything we can do as blind and partially sighted people to help?
Yeah, so RNIB's priority campaign right now is on vision rehabilitation, which is a service that you should get when you're first diagnosed with a sight condition. And one of the announcements in the budget was a £600 million investment in specifically social care for local authorities in England. So clearly one of the things that we'll be asking for this money to be spent on is sensory services and specifically vision rehabilitation. So that fits in, you know, really well to our campaign. We've got sort of also much broader asks which are associated with that campaign. For us, it's are asked some more about the sort of accountability of the system, the regulation of fish and rehabilitation, rather than specifically the resourcing of it. But yeah, we're definitely not going to be unhappy to hear about £600 million being put into social care when some of that money could come to vision rehabilitation. So yeah, that'll be our focus over the next few months.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Kate, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and going through Rachel Rees' first budget as Labour Chancellor.
Thanks, Toby.